turning. Turn to Romans 6 again. Now, quick review. Get our brains woke up. If your coffee's not working, hope we get your brain in gear and bearing fruit for our Lord. And that's what everyone here said. I want to bear fruit for Jesus. And that's God's desire. That's God's will. We've been ordained according to the Word of God that we bear fruit for Him. And everywhere we go, we're bearing fruit, whether it's good or bad. And the thing is, in our problems with our flesh is lazy and so prone to wander where we're tending to bear fruit one moment, and the next minute we're not bearing fruit. And we got an illustration set up, and we're almost keyed up to that point of watching the illustration of your daily life, what happens in our hearts. Because it's reality. It's what happens to us every day. And where our treasure is, there will your heart be also. So if your heart's busy about the things of God and got God on your mind, you're going to be thinking about bearing fruit for Him that day. What's the first thing you think when you wake up in bed? Oh, I got to get out of bed. Is that it? Or is it, good morning, Lord? You know, it's all about our attitude of who we're yielding to. Yielding to the Spirit of God or yielding to the flesh. And according to Galatians, we know there's a warfare one with another, and they're fighting. The Spirit of God is desiring dominance, which is His rightful place. Since today, if you've truly been saved, He is pulled on the throne of your heart, and your flesh has been fighting back, saying, no, that's my seat. And the war has been on inside you. But the more you yield and the more you just surrender over to God, the easier the war gets. I remember Evangelist Fred Vault. It was the best illustration I ever heard in my life, where it says, "Be walk ye circumspectly and not as fools." You know the verse there? And he said, walking circumspectly means you put a cat on a fence and have him walk to the top of that fence, and you put two bulldogs on each side. That cat will walk circumspectly. And I'm saying that because I got a cat out of a tree last night. I had to climb up and shake it out. I was ready to shake it out with it like a coon and when they get a gun and put a hole in his head. But I ain't did that in a while. But I did it anyways. Everybody's, oh, the kitty cat's in the tree. And so I climbed up and got him out. But that's circumspectly, not as fools. In other words, when we're not walking circumspectly and just haphazard, God says we're fools. And all the way through Proverbs, there's Proverbs that tells us we're fools and how we act and what we do if we allow certain things in our lives. So bearing fruit is what God's design is for us. So, and we, just a real quick review here, and I'll get digging here. Bearing fruits of the flesh, to be reminded. Adultery, fornication, uncleanness. We know those are the easy ones. But then the lasciviousness, wantingness, the idolatry, things that get in between you and what God wants you to do. Things that get in between your prayer life, things that get in between you and your Bible time. Those are idols. And we need to learn to recognize them, because Satan, he is so good at what he does. I mean, he's got over 6,000 years of experience, man. This guy, he knows what he's doing. But we have the Holy Spirit of God and God on the throne. And if the Bible says, if God be for us, who can be against us? And I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. So those are the things we dig in and get root in our hearts that we may go forth for God and learn how to crucify our old flesh and go forth. And the other ones, witchcraft and hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, sedations, heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness, revilings, and the fruit of the Spirit. And we covered just a few of these. And love and joy is part of the... And remember, these were singular. The fruit of the Spirit is this. So they're all noticeable at once. So one without the other means you're working it up. And who's ever worked up, you're having a bad day, but you worked on a smile on your face despite what was happening on the inside. You smiled anyways. And it wasn't real, and you know it, and God knows it, but you smiled anyway. Nobody? Come on, I see some smiles. Yeah, I did it too. Come on, you did it. And that's, but we're always working so hard in our flesh trying to work up to be good. and we're laboring ourselves, and it's not our job. It's not our job. We have a helper inside. It's just submitting, getting out of the way. So, oh God, you have reign and rule in my heart. Take over. It's like these license plates. It says, God is my co-pilot. Who believes that? If he is, you need to get up behind the wheel. He's in the wrong seat. He needs to be in the driver's seat. God is my pilot. Shouldn't be your co-pilot. That means he's sitting in the other seat. You're still in the driver's seat. As soon as he's in the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, forbearance, fortitude, patience, gentleness, moral excellence in character or demeanor, goodness, virtue, and faith is persuasion, assurance in your belief and what you believe in. Do people around you know? Said they're a Christian. People at school know. They look at David and say, brother, I know who he is. He won't do this. He won't listen to our slang and our jokes. At work, they know who I am, and that's where we ought to be. Our family ought to know who we are, and they ought to know where we stand. But you got to watch that devil. He's like, I know your weak spot. I'm gonna find it, and I'm gonna hit that little nerve, because he hits that nerve, and there goes your flesh. There's your goat that you're trying to hide, and it pops out. You nod, mama. He's found your goat. Hide that bird. Hide him. Put him in a cage. Put it back in a hole. Cover the door and put a lock on it and throw away the key. Keep your goat hid. Don't let the devil get your goat. And all these, and meekness, temperance. Who's this sound like? This is Jesus. If anything, I've seen Jesus. And this is it. We have the only religion in the whole wide world of all religions where God lives inside of us. The only one. And something as big as God, creator of the universe, living inside of you, you ought to be different. There ought to be something different in your life that shines forth, that is wanting to shine out and glorify God. So, quick review there. And the fruit of our lips. And we took illustrations. And this one here we've seen in Hebrews. By Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. There is no stopping. Constantly, continually praising God. Despite good or bad, give thanks for all things. And even if it's, my mom had a heart attack. I'm to say, well, Lord, thank you. You know what you're doing. You're above me, and you know what you're doing. And those are the tough ones. That's where the tire meets the road, and where our faith must override our flesh. Because our flesh, well, God, if you love me, this wouldn't happen. I got back from camp meeting. Here's another illustration, and here it goes. The test is on, and I get to pastor's house, and I leave work from Morristown, go away to my mom's and load up things, and I'm staying at his house, come all the way back, and I'm almost there, and it starts to rain, and I get a flat tire. 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm going, no. Well, praise God anyhow. Lord, I don't know what you're doing, but praise God. It could have been 2 tires flat and only got 1 spare. So hallelujah for that. Amen. So it's all about how we're looking at things. I mean, if there was a time to complain, that would have been a good one. I know some folks might have been throwing wrenches and breaking windows out. That's just the light end of it. I get looking for my breaker bar. It's in Devin's car near in Kentucky. I didn't have my breaker bar, so I got to figure out how am I going to get these lug nuts off. Well, I got a ratchet, I got a big wrench, and I put the two together and got some leverage, and it worked. But I wish I had my breaker bar; it would have really helped bunches. But that's the test. We constantly, the war's going on. So in Ephesians 5:11, it says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and And you know what? If I wouldn't have been speaking in hymns and songs, I might have been kicking tires and doing laps around the van that way, getting mad, waking up the neighbors. I could have, and I know some folks, that's how they deal with their frustration. You know some too, Brother Arthur? Yeah, I do too. I see them at work every day. Boy, they sling chairs, and one guy took the chair, and it was clicking too much, and you know what he did? He took it and threw it off the second story, throwed it all the way down until it hit the ground, busted all the pieces. Just because it was clicking. So what? Oil the thing. Take the spring out. My goodness. I mean, these guys, you know, I fire a sweeper up. And another illustration, I get this fire sweeper and get it going. And he said, it sounds like you're putting rocks in a blender. I mean, you turn that thing on, you know. But I'm remembering, these guys are lost people. They're not Christians. They think like lost people. They act like lost people. They do things that hurt their minds, and they're coming there and hearing noise, and it's bothering them, you know. So, and I'm praying for them that God do a work. So that, and we do this that we might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful. There's that word again, in every good work. Fruitful in every good work. That's what we're to do. And increasing in knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to His glorious power, and to the patience and long-suffering. Here's some words. With patience, long-suffering, joyfulness. I think Brother Harvey, you said it best. The house of God is the dearest place in our lives. Leave everything outside and you get to come to God's house and get to worship God and to love Him a little while. Just leave everything outside and just bask in the Word of God, sing songs to Him, hear songs, have fellow believers we share things common with, and just soak it all up like a sponge. And that's why camp meeting is so wonderful. You go down there and never, and those are like the key folks of laborers or pastors or missionaries or laborers, and they go to these places looking for one thing, God in their life. Sure, God's everywhere, but it's good to go to a place where that's all there is. Nothing else. No flesh, no phones, no TV, no mail coming in, you know, and you're, all the influences left outside. I remember down in North Carolina, they'd separate the men and women. They had the women's dorm and the men's dorm. Everybody slept separate. And we spend the week that way. Just to keep every, because we went there to seek God. Nothing else. Because we want to get closer. We need a touch of God. Need a fresh drink from heaven. What a place to get it. So in Ephesians 5:8, for ye were sometimes darkness, and now ye are light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light, for the fruit of the Spirit is all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. And here in Philippians 1:11, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the praise and glory of God. Now, let's get into Romans. Did I say chapter 6? Thank you very much, Brother Arthur. Galatians chapter 6. Or go to 5. No, I said Romans, didn't I? Thank you very much. I'm glad you spoke up. Help me out here. I done went over my... forgot where I started. Romans 6. I hate going by memory. It scares me to death. You have these sometimer moments where sometimes you remember and sometimes you don't. Don't laugh at me, Miss Barr. You can write a book, huh? Oh, my. But in Romans 6, we see there's three different verses here that clarifies in yielding ourselves unto God. Let's look at verse 13. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God and those that are alive from the dead. And why are we alive from the dead? Because of the Spirit of God that quickens us. That day we got saved, Pastor, I didn't know much scripture, but somebody come inside and camped out, and he's been there ever since. Everything my eyes seen, I seen different. And didn't know the scripture with it, but I knew what was right and wrong. Somebody flipped a switch inside me to let me know, and it was just clear. It was easy for me. And it was, it's like, well, which line do I get on? And there the battle was really on. But I find we continually need to be aware of our flesh when it rises up and is tempted to do wrong or think wrong. We covered covetousness where we start looking at four-wheel drive trucks. Yeah, look at you smile. And boy, that's got nice wheels on it. Boy, this and that motor on it, boy. We're terrible. But it's recognizing it and recognizing the flesh and keeping him in his rightful place. You know, because if you let David out, you're in trouble. I'm in trouble. It's keeping the old flesh out of the way and keeping the new man that's renewed every day. He's renewed, fresh and new every day. So, neither yield to your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God and those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. Now, who can tell me what's he talking about there? Anybody? Give me some input. Sunday school. No right and wrong, and just sharing your thoughts. What do you think? Instruments. What instruments do you have? Well, our eyes, our ears, our speech, our hands, where we walk. Now, I'm going to remind you, what did the priest get anointed with even in the Old Testament? They took his right thumb and anointed it, took his right toe and anointed it, and took his right ear. You notice they didn't take the wrong one, they took the right one, right? It's the right toe, the right thumb, right ear. Why? That his ears would be attentive to the cry of God's people. His ear would be aware of hearing gossip and recognize the difference in it. His ear was attentive to the ones in need and that need help. And he was sensitive enough to know the difference. That his hands were yielded unto God to tend to help God's people, to reach out to those and lift up those ones that's fallen down. Feet that was anointed to go forth and go to those ones that needed help. And to stay away from those things that would draw him away from the will of God. So from head to toe. Head to toe. Are not we ambassadors for Christ? We are. We are representatives for God Almighty here on earth. So as we read this verse again, neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield. Yielding means, pretend this is a flag. Now, you notice it ain't got a crossbone and a skull in the middle. Okay, don't have a crossbone and skull. That's a rebel flag. That's a pirate flag. It's a white flag of surrender. That's why we sing the song, I surrender all. That's why we sing those songs. And I think we become, we're so busy doing things and forgetting, boy, there's a world out them doors. You have neighbors you run into. There's people at Walmart, gas station, you run to people constantly. And them people are on purpose for you. Little Brandon, Kyla, Willis, that they need, and every time they see you, they're looking for a fault that granny, that you ain't real. And that's what they're wanting. Because they're wanting that dark. No, you ain't real. And the devil wants you to fall. He don't want you. He wants you to fall in your flesh to where you're ineffective for God. Because God's will is what? To bear fruit. We're ordained to bear fruit for God. So let's look at the others here. For sin shall not have dominion over you. Did you hear what that said? I'm going to read it again. Sin shall not have dominion. Dominion means has rule over you. If you say, I can't help it, that's just who I am. No, that's who you choose to be. You have a choice in the matter. It's just who you choose to yield yourselves to. And we have that battle, but you make the bottom line. You make the choice. You choose whose side you want to get on. And we choose, that's it. Even the Old Testament, choose this day whom you shall serve. Elijah made the call out. If God be God, serve Him. Obey Him. You know, there was the line. And Jesus said, you cannot serve two masters. Either love one or hate the other. Three times. Bam, bam, bam. It's all the way through the Bible. Choosing God. For sin shall not have dominion over you. For ye are not under law, but you're under grace. And this grace is the helper of God who lives in you. Sometimes we're trying so hard, it's just getting out of the way and letting God do the work for you. Because that's, if it's God living in you, that's who's going to do it. You ever been so busy for God and be almost miserable? I'm going to get some honest people here. Come on. You've been busy for, I said, somebody being honest. Been so busy and forgot who you was doing it for. I've been there. And forgot who I was. Busy, boom, 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 doing everything. And when I was by myself, I was just run down and just flabbergasted. Like, what's going on? I wasn't allowing Him. Wasn't allowing Him to come through me. What then shall we sin because we are not under law but under grace? God forbid. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to... His servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or unto obedience unto righteousness. So we choose who ye yield yourselves servants to. Real quick, I'm out of time. Verse 19, we'll skip down. I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as ye have yielded your members servants to uncleanliness and to iniquity unto iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness unto holiness. Did you catch that? Art, when we played in the honky-tonks, we yielded ourselves to what? Our flesh and iniquity and the sin. And what this is saying, that energy we did to there, now we have somebody else living inside us. Now I yield myself to Him and allow Him to exercise Himself unto righteousness and holiness in my life. That's where it comes from. Who ye yield yourself servants to, that's whom ye serve. If it's you like the flesh, that's who you're going to obey. If you love God, Jesus said you obey my commandments if you love me. If you love me, do you love the Lord? There have been times I loved Him, but to be honest, according to the Word of God, I loved me more than Him. And at that time, I fell out of love. Church of Laodicea said, you lost your first love. No, that ain't what it said. It said, you left your first love. In other words, you walked away from it. Still there. You fell in love with the Lord. Let's pray. Father, dear God, we love you. Lord, as we keep going through this, it just seems to just grow, and your word is so magnificent, dear God. It just seems to expound itself over and over again. That path, that light that you have for our lives, dear God, and it's so clear, Lord. And your word said, sin shall not have dominion, rule over us, Lord. It's who we yield ourselves unto Thee, O God. Help us to be aware when we catch our flesh rising, Lord, to recognize it and yield ourselves into the Spirit of God, that He may have reign and rule, that we may bear fruit for the kingdom of God and glorify Thee. Lord, there's a lost, dying world that needs to see true ambassadors of Christ, true believers walking in the Spirit of God. Lord, that we be the servants that glorify You in everything we do. Help us, dear God. Bless the service to come. Bless the singing, dear God. Bless the preaching. Father, we need to hear from You. And again, Lord, I ask Thee, dear God, if Thou wouldest do something man cannot take credit for. We look for Rodney to come in these doors before the service is over. We pray for Brother Hall at Calvary, Lord, to bless him and to work in a great way. From Brother Hibner, dear God, to breathe on those places and any other place, dear God, that is preaching the blessed gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord, help us. We need You. We can do nothing on our own. We can have a service. We can have songs. We can open up Your Word, and that's all good, and I love it. But, dear God, how much greater, dear God, when You show up. So, Lord, we're asking You, we're inviting You to come in and have Your will and way in everything. Help us, dear God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.